Okay, everyone, good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Wednesday, the 6th of November. Very, very special day for markets. It looks like we have a Trump presidency. We go through the numbers. It looks like we have a Republican House and Senate, which gives Donald Trump, he hasn't got over the line just yet, but it's looking very unlikely that Kamala Harris is likely to get the numbers she needs. So a Trump presidency, very impressive from a political perspective against the establishment and the status quo to get elected in again. I guess ultimately he speaks more to the average person than I think the Democrats were able to do, even though they had all former presidents on side as well, with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and the Clintons. So really interesting anti-establishment vote from the American people. So with that in mind, I can't say it was something we were expecting. We understood it was very likely to be really quite tight. We might not get an outcome that quickly. And in fact, it's turned out pretty much the opposite. It looks like it's a clean sweep. So let's, yesterday we put together our sort of matrix of possibilities, how things are likely to play out. Some of those things are very much in line with our expectations, and a few things are a bit on the surprising side, to be fair. Now, we're unprecedented in this type of dynamic with Trump being in office and then failing to secure a second term and then 4 years later coming back. I think it is over 100 years since that last happened. So in modern times, it's quite an impressive ability to be able to do that and come back into power. Okay, so the whole idea is for us to be prepared for today's trading opportunities. And we've seen an awful lot of volatility overnight as the results were beginning to become a little bit more favorable for Donald Trump. So we've seen an awful lot of volatility already today. We can absolutely expect more, not just this morning, you know, today, tomorrow. We've got the FOMC again tomorrow as well. So there's a few points that we want to try and make clear, if we can, going into the FOMC tomorrow and what this victory means for the Fed and potentially, you know, their ability to cut rates, because we think it will have a significant impact. Okay, so all profitable traders, of course, need to consider which markets to trade. We've got a very US-centric view of markets currently. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk, trade management, and psychology? All very important features. It's important to, when we look at the charts in just a second, regarding the US indices, we've seen an absolutely massive rally. And that's quite an interesting little dynamic. Prior to the actual announcement, and as a result of the announcement, we've seen further volatility to the upside for the index markets. That's a very, very interesting market response. We'll explain why. So look, we discuss these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and of course, we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's firstly start with Forex Factory. And we said there was three important things this week. I mean, there is other things, but profoundly important. That is, who would be elected, Donald Trump or Harris? It looks like it's Harris. The next one is the makeup of the government. You have the House and you have the Senate. And it looks as if we've got a red flush. It looks as if we've got, I mean, we still need some numbers to come in, but it looks like there is a clean sweep for the Democrat, for the Republicans. And that just means that Trump policies are more likely to get through the House and the Senate. So this is yesterday, the presidential election, congressional election. Yes, there is sort of other really quite important news out yesterday as well. Services PMI numbers, there was an expectation it was a bit of a rally off the back of that. So we now have a little bit of clarity in terms of Donald Trump being in power, and it looks like we have, or we're likely to have, a Republican House and Senate. The last piece of the jigsaw almost is what impact that will have on the FOMC, and this is when this gets quite interesting. We're absolutely getting 25 basis point rate hike tomorrow, rate cut tomorrow, so that's, I don't think that's actually in question at all. So with that in mind, we think the outcome is actually a bit of a problem for the FOMC. It probably needs adjusting in terms of the, and we'll have a look in the European live trading mentorship session, we'll have a look at the CME tool, which will determine the potential for some rate cuts, because we've had a series of potential rate cuts in the pipeline. And with bond yields rallying, which is what they are, this is a bit of a concern for, or it should probably be a bit of a concern for markets. We've got a 10-year now up at 4.38. We've made new highs. So we're still moving higher now as we speak. And the 2-year is rallying as well. So this gives the Fed less room to make those cuts. If you can imagine, just as far back as September the 18th, we were way down at 3.6. You could argue you'd probably get 2 percentage points of rate cuts. That could be potentially 8-25 basis point rate cuts. However, now we're now up at 4.23, and the Fed have a lot more influence over the 2-year Treasury note. You know, if this rallies up to 4.4, 4.5, which we're not too far away, then that means the Fed have less room to start cutting. We're already at 5%. You know, if we get another 2 rate cuts this month and next month, then all of a sudden, you know, the US economy might be in a bit of a tough position. So all of this is quite interesting. Let us do one thing first, perhaps. Let's show you today's move. So just want to just take on board the fact that we've seen a massive rally across the indices. Couldn't really foresee that particular, or let's say we had a bit of an open mind when it comes to the indices. But certainly the dollar trade, very much intact, and with a Trump victory. So we would expect the dollar to strengthen, which is pretty much what we've seen. So let's show you what our bias was. If I can find my... Right. So let's bring this up on the screen. So this was our bias, and we had certain outcomes. Obviously, if we had a Harris win and an undecided, but it's really this one in the middle now is really of major relevance to what we're talking about. So a Trump victory, and it looks like we're going to have a Republican House and Senate as well. So what does that mean for markets? We were suggesting that with the tariffs and the America First policies, that we'd be leaning a little bit more on a bit of weakness in the equity markets. But instead, we've seen not just a rally, but a really significant rally in these markets. If we just compare and contrast, you know, the volatility in today's candlestick, yesterday started a little bit bullish, but today it's just absolutely rallied. We'll probably get some further upside. We're at all-time highs now for the S&P 500. We've got relatively good, strong corporate earnings. However, we do want to bear in mind that a Trump victory is likely to put it's likely to put more pressure on the Fed from an inflationary perspective, from a bond yield expectative. So what we have is a risk-on dynamic in the equity markets and a risk-off dynamic across the dollar and bond yields. So it's that risk-on, risk-off dynamic, which we thought this presidency would kind of clear that up a little bit, and it clearly hasn't done. Gold is sold off. We'd probably argue that uncertainty is likely to prevail, and I don't mean uncertainty in policy and an ability from Trump. Uncertainty more globally, trade tensions, tariffs, conflict between the US and China, the US and Europe, that American first policy is likely to alienate other economies. So really surprised to see the very significant bullish rally we've seen across the indice markets. Nothing should really surprise us too much, but it's the instant nature of the rally which is, let's say, just a little bit surprising. But where we can look for clearly defined opportunities which do make a lot of sense to us is in the dollar and those bond yields. Gold, we would have probably expected gold to rally if Trump got in, but it's clearly sold off. And this creates a bit of a problem now for the Fed. Not only will Jerome Powell very likely lose his job pretty soon, as a result, we may just see some rate cuts as a result of it. Not too many, but some. What impact will that have on inflation? What impact will that have on the economy? Is yet to be seen, but it's high stakes poker now at this stage. It's I don't think there's any question whatsoever what the American people think about this election, and that Trump, to be fair to him, has overcome incredible adversity against the whole establishment, it seems, and it looks like he's coming out on top. So from a market perspective, I think it very well may be a bit premature. And of course, you've got the option of kind of buying all-time highs. But I think we've got a bit more trouble really across the indice markets. So where we do expect some further progress is probably in the dollar. So with that dollar strength, we have seen gold just weaken slightly. Got a few question marks over commodities for now. But I think, you know, a move that we've seen, and as you can see, it was kind of rallying last night and we closed at the highs. We're thinking, oh, okay, I wonder if this implies a Harris victory, which was the price action going into this news event. But then when Trump was looking a little bit more likely that he's well ahead in the polls, then we saw this very significant rally. I'll just give you the numbers. I'll bring them up on screen in just a second. Yeah, so we have Donald Trump at 267 votes. These are the Electoral College votes. With Harris at 224. So a sizable victory. Let's see if I've got this up on screen as a visual. Yeah. Just do a basic Google search. So we have Donald Trump up at 267 versus... So this is not as tight as as we were continually told yesterday. This is a sizable victory, all things concerned. Now, does it have the House and the Senate? No, it doesn't. So it looks like the Republicans have now secured the Senate with 51 Republicans elected in, and we're quite close to a majority in the House as well, 190 Republicans versus 166 Democrats. So it looks like we're very close to a Trump victory. We're only, I think it's 270 required, isn't it? And we got 267. So one more, and he's got the majority, got a majority in the Senate, and it looks like we're heading towards a majority in the House as well. So it's that clean sweep. It's that red sweep that we were talking about. And as a result, and it looks like in some areas, Donald Trump is winning quite well. So from a trade plan perspective, this is what we're looking at. And it's important to have that trade plan. And we have a bit of a question mark over the US indices, purely because the impact of a Trump presidency on the Fed and potential rate, the potential for rate cuts, a bit of a massive question mark over that. Gold is selling off because of the strong move in the dollar. It's kind of dragging gold lower. And don't forget, you've got that correlation. The stronger the dollar, the weaker that can be for commodities. So will we see gold and oil continue to roll over to the downside? It's our expectation that that is probably what we will see. And keep an eye on those bond yields. If they continue to rally, we've still got to focus on the dollar. So that, I think, is really what our position is going into today's trading. So so as a result, we were very, very interested just purely to just watch the price action yesterday, and it was quite interesting. Now we've had a complete reversal in the dollar, so we weren't too comfortable with a weaker dollar yesterday, just in case Donald Trump got in, and we've seen a complete pivot. Now I suppose technically we had decent opportunities to start buying the industry markets. We were kind of leaning last night towards perhaps a Harris victory. And, you know, we wake up this morning and we see it's the exact opposite. And we've seen even further rallying across the industry markets. So that wouldn't be our default position. So we can have a look for dollar strength. Bond yields continue to rally. So dollar strength, bond yields continue to rally, and potential commodity weakness is pretty much where we're at for the day. It might be worth just, we're now at all-time highs for the indices. We're a bit surprised we're kind of at those levels. Our expectation yesterday was that perhaps a Trump out-and-out victory is not great for markets initially. It does depend on what decisions he makes once he's in power, but this can certainly be our focus. I'll tell you what we'll do, because it's not necessarily a trade. You just put it next to dollar strength and potential commodity weakness due to that strong. So let's focus our attention on the areas of the market which we are a little bit more comfortable trading, which do make a little bit of sense. Sorry. Okay, apologies there, guys. I just lost you briefly, I believe. I'm just posting the trade plan into the chat box. What we are is we can pretty much, with a high degree of certainty, say that Donald Trump wins the election with expected clean sweep in the House and the Senate. Now, we're a little bit away as far as the House of Representatives are concerned, but that's a clean sweep for Donald Trump. Slightly surprising, but nothing should surprise us with Donald Trump. Trump, over the next 4 years, I don't know, we didn't really like the first 4 years from a market perspective. Equities were rallying, but he was very dangerous from a market perspective. He seemed to be sort of tweeting all sorts of stuff from bed and things like that. And when you have instant access to someone like Donald Trump, who's the president of the United States and leader of the free world, making quite often some outrageously disturbing comments, even about other leaders, about other countries, about conflict, about turning North Korea to dust. You know, all of these things are just volatile. And markets used to react, you know, erratically as a result of, you know, some of the statements that were coming from him. So I guess we're going to get another 4 years of that. Plus he has access to Elon Musk and X now, the free speech platform. And I think Donald Trump being in power now is the unknown, is really the, we don't know what we're going to get now. Global security and stability, not so sure. Now he knows the ropes. Now he's got one final term to probably execute some of the policies and I think he'd be much more ruthless in getting the people in that will deliver on his view, on his policies. And yeah, I'm not sure if the world is a safer place now. Let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. All right. So look, slightly surprising outcome, at least that we got what seems to be a high degree of confirmation so early in the counting process. We were expecting it to be a little bit tighter. Even, you know, midnight last night, it was expected to be quite a tight race. And the outcome was very, very unclear. So here we are a few hours later. We've seen some very explosive moves, and we're going to look for some continuation predominantly in the dollar. And this is where the narratives get a bit tricky, because this a Trump victory implies kind of higher rates for longer, which is a little bit more of a hawkish Fed than what we've seen, you could argue, over the last year and a half. We've verbally had a very, very dovish Fed. Now it's coming to it, it looks like we might need to reprice a little bit of hawkish, a little bit of slowing of rate cuts. So under a dynamic like that, we would actually expect a bit of weakness in the indices, and that's really our position with strength in the dollar. So that's why our focus is a little bit in the dollar, bond yields and commodities. So it does kind of fit together, and that's just our expectation. Now we're going to go into the European live trade room and see if we can pull the trigger on a few trades. So thanks very much for joining us, guys. We'll let you go. If you're interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, just go to our website, thelivetraderoom.com, and feel free to connect with us through the website if you need. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves. We're going to switch rooms now to the European mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, we might be able to get some decent trades off in the dollar. So I'm sure an exciting day ahead with the FOMC penciled in for tomorrow afternoon, or evening, should I say. Okay, on that note, listen, take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. My pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Going to be an interesting one.